This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be weaning dairy calves. Why is it so traumatic? This was presented at a webinar here on campus by Dr. Jim Drakely from the University of Illinois, who's done a lot of classic calf work here in his career. Why is this so traumatic? Well, first of all, we change diets. Calves go from basically milk or milk replacer to depending on dry feeds and calf starter. The environment changes, and also the social interaction with other animals come into play as well. And so the problem is that when we wean calves, which means we're taking these calves off of the liquid diet, they have to consume dry feed, we see what we call growth slumps. In other words, they just stop growing perhaps for 7 to 10 days. There's some behavioral stress at these calves, and of course, disease risks, especially coccidiosis and respiratory diseases as well. Certainly, another key factor is that the GI tract, especially the rumen, is growing very, very quickly. And so it's developing primarily because of the stimulation by starter intake and in some cases a small amount of forage in the feeding program. So that is also having to occur as well. How much calf starter should these calves be consuming? They need about 3.5 pounds of calf starter for 3 consecutive days if they're Holsteins or Brown Swiss or large beet animals. If they're Jerseys, the guideline is 2.5 pounds of calf starter for 3 consecutive days as well. And especially if we're going to try to maintain that growth of somewhere around a 1.7, 1.8 pounds a day, because that is very efficient as far as that goes. We also have to be aware that once we start taking milk away from the calf, the intake will start going up, and that is what we call a lag period. So Dr. Drakely mentioned some key management factors for our listeners. Number one, he thinks we're weaning calves too early. He recommends weaning at 8 weeks now. Traditionally, it's been 6 weeks. And that gives these calves just a little more time for the development of the digestive tract. Number two, he recommends slower weaning. In other words, not abrupt stopping on day one. In other words, allow 10 days to gradually reduce the amount of milk and allow for these calves to catch up and increase calf starter intake. Much easier done on the robotic calf feeding systems we have in a number of our dairy farms. And number three is too much forage in the feeding program, and that may be free choice forage. The guidelines from Spain would suggest 5 to 8% of a forage. Grass hay would be ideal, a higher quality grass hay, and ideally that should be processed down to something shorter than an inch so that we don't have sorting problems and they can be mixed together and perform very well for rumen development. A poor starter is another one we have to manage, and the Cornell people now suggest we are feeding too much starch in our calf starters. They are recommending 18 to 20% starch. It used to be as high as 30, 35, which can lead to bloat and digestive disorders and acidosis. 10 to 15% sugar and 25% neutral detergent fiber, which usually comes from byproduct feeds. Another factor is water intake. Be well aware that if a calf is eating 2 pounds of calf starter, it must consume 8 quarts of water. So if the water is not there, the starter intake declines as well. And the last thing Dr. Drakely mentioned was he called stacking stressors. So we're going to wean the calf. Well, we don't need to vaccinate at the same time, dehorn the calf, change the environment, and then introduce a different social order for these calves that all puts additional stress on the calf, and that causes problems and why we have so much problem with weaning calves. The take-home messages are that weaning is critical. Be well aware of the strategies now in terms of health and optimal growth, and make sure you have a plan on your farm. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Text and whatever, just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Coming up on Monday, we will check the dairy markets with Lee Milky on our Milky Monday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.